Hey guys, welcome to The Seeking with me, Fabiola. Whoa, 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 it's been such a long time, and forgive me. I've just been so busy in new business adventure, having a full-time job, and yeah, I feel like sometimes life gets in the way, but I'm back now, so I'm back with more power. I've just had a week off, and I've literally dedicated that week to seeking God and reading through the Bible and gaining a deeper understanding of characters. And I always ask myself, like, what's the purpose of this message? What is this message trying to tell me in order to, obtain a deeper understanding of the Word of God? And before I commence, I first of all, I have a testimony. And, February and March has been intense months. I feel like the closer you are with God, the closer the devil will come at you. The devil would only seek you and torment you when you're just there for God 24/7. You praise, you pray, you fast, and the closer you are with God, the closer the devil attacks you. And I was in a season, and what I learned in that season is it's not what we have, but who we trust, in who we trust. If all of our foundation is built in the walls of God and, the knowledge of the kingdom of God and what God provides to us all, then we're okay. In this season, I feel like it was a test of God. Are you really trusting me? Do you trust me enough? And I kind of, I pray every day, and I have a very special bond with God, and which people would find admirable. And honestly, I just say to people, make sure you seek God first in whatever you do in your daily task. You seek the Word of God, because that's how you're going to grow closer to Him. That's how you're building that bridge, how that building that bond. That's how you're building that love. And that's what I've been doing, just getting to know God in a deeper level. And honestly, when the Holy Spirit speaks to you, the Holy Spirit was kind of like, I know you're in a season, I know it's tough, I know it's hard, I know it's a pandemic, but I will put you through it and I will ensure that you come out the other end. And that's what happened. Honestly, this week has just been blessing after blessing. Like, God told me, like, within 2 weeks' time, you'll know your outcome. And honestly, I'm a testimony that He even told me, like, on Wednesday. And the meeting that happened was on a Wednesday. This was in regards to work. And honestly, to God, it just happened. And God is so good. And there's so much trust that I have in Him now, like, not because of the testimony, but because of the way He just speaks to me. And sometimes God chooses His own children to fight the battles. That's what life can never be so simple. It can't always just be rainbows, and there's got to be a storm. So we can learn from those mistakes, we can learn from that experience, so we are a stronger believer in Christ. And before I dive in, I just want to pray for everyone that will listen to this podcast. And Heavenly Father, as I come to you today, I want to pray for every single person that will listen to this, Lord Jesus. Oh Lord, I pray that there is healing. I pray there will be blessings pouring out of, blessings coming out of heaven and just pouring out for the world and the people, Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray, because there will be someone that will listen to this podcast that will just kind of be on Spotify or online, and they will just somehow, you will direct them to this, to the seeking, to this podcast, Lord Jesus. They will be healed. They will be, kind of like, they will know that God is there for them more than they knew before they started. Oh Jesus, I pray for every single person that will listen to this podcast, Lord, because you will heal them. You're a healer. You're a miracle worker. There is nothing that you cannot do. Impossible that is not part of your dialogue, because, Lord, you restore what the enemy is trying to steal, Lord Jesus. You are the Alpha and Omega, Lord. You are the Father, Lord. And whatever that is, bothering us, someone as well that will listen to this podcast, I keep hearing the word nightmare. The devil is attacking you whilst you sleep. You're not getting enough sleep. You're doubting yourself. But don't, because seek the word of God, trust in the Lord with all your heart. And do not lean in your own understanding, because everything that's happening right now is for your purpose, is for your reason, is to prune you into the person, the woman and the man that God wants you to become. Do not be angry at God because you're going through that battle, you're going through that season, the devil is throwing arrows at you. Be thankful, because in the midst of a storm, the Lord is with you. Psalms 30 says, Psalm 30 says that tears may come at night, but joy comes in the morning. You have changed my sadness into a joyful dance. You have taken away my sorrow and surrounded me with joy. So I will not be silent. I will sing praise to you, Lord. You are my God. I will give you thanks forever. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Right. So the title for this episode, I don't even know what episode number we're on, but the name of the episode will be Disappointment at God's Appointments. And the reason why I wanted to tackle disappointment and attitude combined is because many people, it all depends on your attitude and how you see things. For example, Joseph spent 10 to 12 years in prison after he helped his own family. But he wasn't disappointed. He wasn't like, oh, you know, this is happening to me. You know, his attitude wasn't like a stinky attitude. His attitude was like, you know what, it's happening to me for a reason. It's got a lesson. It's got an outcome. And when we experience disappointment, it's because the expectations we had about something have gone unmet. Listen, if you have expectations, you would always be disappointed. If you trust someone, you will end up disappointed because that person will let you down. That job will let you down. That relationship will let you down. But God will not let you down. Sometimes we put all our hope into an experience, an event, or maybe even a person, and it didn't go as planned. Some things disappoint us and only affect us for a few hours. However, there are deeper disappointments, such as a relationship fail, a job that we applied for and we didn't get it, a trip that got cancelled. We lose a loved one and then we blame God. Oh God, why are you putting me through this again? God, why have you removed this person away from my life? Why? So we become disappointed when there's a chance between our expectation and what actually happened. And often it's confusion, disappointment, our attitude that causes us to question God. Because we wonder why our desires and our hopes weren't met. We feel God actually letting us down. But God is not letting us down. He wouldn't let anyone down. God is with us in the midst of the storm. God is with us in the midst of rejection. God is with us in the midst of a pandemic. He is with us and he's pushing through. So it is crucial to accept our disappointment. For example, we love to accept gifts and compliments, even from strangers. But who wants to accept disappointment? That's my question to you. Sometimes it feels better to dwell, you know, in that disappointment. Months come by, you are still playing in your head. Oh, I didn't get that job promotion. Why didn't I get it? But the other girl, the other guy got it with less experience. So we sit there and we, like a kid, angry that we didn't get picked in the relay race and we didn't win that race. But how about you change that? Change that negative into a positive. Address and move past it. Because staying in that place will somehow allow us to hold on to what we didn't get and even daydream about what could have been. Oh, what I wish I knew what could have been with that person. I wish I knew why it didn't work out. Oh, I wish. No. Change that into it is well within my soul. There is a reason that God didn't choose that person, that career, that job promotion. There is a reason behind it, and only God knows the reason. But He wants better for me, because I deserve better than what the rejection of the world. Remember that rejection is redirection, and I cannot elaborate that in such more depth. Each episode I keep saying the same thing, because I was a victim of rejection, and I kept thinking, oh, why doesn't this person want me, or this job, you know, this promotion, why does it happen to other people around me, but it never happens to me? When I work hard, when I'm there Monday to Friday, when I'm early, when I have amazing appraisals, why is it for someone else? And it's purely because God knows what you deserve. You deserve better than that rejection. You deserve better than that job, that person not seeing your approval, you're seeing your what you have to offer. Someone else will. So therefore, accepting our disappointment doesn't mean we condone or approve of what or who disappointed us. It simply means that we recognize that it happened and don't act like it didn't. I know people that are gutted inside, but they'll pretend, oh, everything's fine, Fab. Everything's fine. I'm not bothered about it. Yes, you are. Sit down, write it down, deal with the disappointment of you not getting what you wanted. But don't dwell in the past. Don't dwell of that disappointment, because that will stop you from conquering bigger things. It will delay the blessings that God has for you. Disappointment is a sadness that occurs when our hopes and desires are left unfulfilled. So we always want more. So we didn't get it, make us feel. It plants a seed of doubt. And I'm a victim of that. When I don't get certain things, I always question myself, am I good enough? And then God kind of reminds me, you are more than enough. You are more than enough, because you have the Holy Spirit that will guide you into your path, into your journey. When something doesn't happen right now, it does not mean that it will not happen in 5-10 years time. You can go from that band 2 or that 20k to 30k, because it will not be people from the world that will promote you, but it will be God that will promote you and put you at the top of that mountain. You can go from that mud pit to the top of the mountain. He will elevate you and promote you, and no one will even know how, but you will know that it was the Holy Spirit and God that has guided you to the correct path. So the best thing that you can do when you deal with disappointment for a person, for a place, from an experience, is write down how you feel. Write down your emotions, your pain, and learn to deal with it. Because it's the only way that it will enable you to move forward. And one story that I kind of wanted to reflect on is the story of Job in the Old Testament. It's full of devastating sadness and extreme disappointment. Job literally lost everything. His wife, his kids, and he tried to make sense of the loss of his children and the livelihood that he had. Job had everything, and God in one day took it all from him. And that's an example that right now you can have everything. But don't be blindsided by things from the world. And I keep saying, people keep, you know, remembering and elaborating and, you know, kind of saying to people, those are things from the world. God can take it away with you within a second. All of that can be gone. So be grateful for what you have. Enjoy your life, live in your present. And that, you know, I'm also sometimes this week I kind of said to myself, right, Fab, you're not really enjoying life. You kind of want to have the houses, you want to have to, you know, the best job that you can have, be your own boss, because that's my purpose and my goal. And I know that God will grant me that goal because I'm working hard towards it. But I'm not living in the present. I'm not, you know, enjoying life right now. And, you know, Job didn't dwell on it. He worshipped God and didn't sin in his pain. He wasn't angry at God. Could you imagine losing everything that you ever worked for within seconds, you know, seeing it all? Losing your family, your kids. Everything. But Job didn't sit down and dwell on what was going on around him. He started praising God. And that's what everyone should do as a Christian. Whatever you're experiencing, no matter how great the devastation of your disappointment, God can handle your sadness, your questions, and the anger you feel being disappointed. In fact, he wants to handle it. Go to God before you go to anyone else. God is, and what he possesses, what you need during your disappointment season. Ask him. Instead of going to your friends, you know, oh, this has happened to me. Please feel sorry for me. I'm a victim. No. Seek God. Ask him the question. Ask him, what is the reason behind it? What is the reason between the experience that you're enduring, that pain? Ask him. Because I'm sure if you listen, the Holy Spirit, he will speak to you through the Holy Spirit. He will guide you. So I just want to start on Job chapter, the first chapter of Job. And it says, Job was a man who lived in us. He was honest inside and out, a man of his word. He was totally devoted to God and hated evil with passion. He had 7 sons and 3 daughters. He was also very wealthy. 7,000 head of sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 teams of oxen, 500 donkeys and a huge staff of servants. The most influential man in all these. His sons used to take turns hosting parties in the homes, always inviting the 3 sisters to join them in the merrymaking. When the parties were over, Job would get up early in the morning and sacrifice a burnt offering for each of his children, thinking maybe one of them sinned by defying God inwardly. Job made a habit of this sacrificial just in case they have sinned. And, you know, Job kind of knew that his kids went following, didn't have the same attitude as him. Hence why he woke up early and kind of said, look, God, if my kids have sinned, please forgive them. I'm repenting on behalf of them. And that's what Job did because he cared about. And it's crucial for as a Christian to take it to God. Give it to God. He will carry your burdens. He will carry that, you know, that cross behind you. Sometimes I feel like when in a season, I can't even sleep at times because I'm just worried. And whenever I'm worried, I tend to wake up and I say, God, take the wheel. God, you are in control. A phrase that I keep saying, it is well within my soul. It is well. Everything's working for my good. The Lord is my shepherd. Confirmations of saying these things on a day-to-day basis will ensure that you don't lose track and your eyes are focused on God instead of things worrying, stressing, anxiety, mental health issues, because that's the path that you're going when you're anxious, when you're worried. It's not wanting to wake up each morning and fight the battle, but the battle belongs to God. The battle does not belong to you. We're just here as humans. It's a spiritual battle. So let God handle it. And another scripture that I want to read is Psalms 34. If your heart is broken, you'll find God right there. If you're kicked in the gut, he'll help you catch your breath. Disciples so often get into trouble. Still, God is there every time. He's your bodyguard, shielding every bone. Not even a finger gets broken. The wicked commit slow suicide. They waste their lives hating the good. God pays for each slave's freedom. No one runs to him, loses out. I love that bit because God pays for each slave's freedom. No one who runs to him loses out. We don't lose out. We gain more and more. We gain more and more of God's love. And Proverbs 3, it says, verse 5 to 12, trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything you do. Everywhere you go, he's the one who will keep you on track. Don't assume that you know it all. Run to God. Run from evil. Your body will glow with health. Your very bones will vibrate with life. Honor God with everything you own. Give him the first and the best. Your barns will burst. Your wine vats will brim over. But don't, dear friend, resent God's discipline. Don't sulk under his loving correction. It's the child he loves that God corrects. A father delight is behind all of this. I just love that. It's just like he will correct you because he loves you. So when you're in a season, you know that that season is God correcting you so you can become a better Christian, a better daughter, a better son. And then it goes, Proverbs still 3:13-18. You're blessed when you meet Lady Wisdom, when you make friends with Madame inside. She's worth far more than money in the bank. Her friendship is better than a big salary. Her value exceeds all the trappings of wealth. Nothing you could wish for holds a candle to her. With one hand, she gives long life. With the other, she confers recognition. Her manner is beautiful. Her life wonderfully complete. She's the very tree of light to those who embrace her. Hold her tight and be blessed. So that's why it's crucial to... I love the book of Proverbs, and I always said that. Proverbs, Psalms, I love all of the Bible, but Proverbs is a book that you need to learn inside and out because it gives you wisdom. It tells you the things that you can and can't do. And when you gain wisdom, you gain a better understanding. Like, there, you know, you can be in a party or you can be out with friends that are not good at encouraging you. But when you gain the Proverbs wisdom, you can kind of say, right, that's wrong and that's right. This is what, you know, you can make your choice and choose the right path. And that's crucial. It's crucial to gain an understanding of the Bible because it will help you a lot. And another question for you is, do we always expect to get everything we want? Do we think that every single plan we propose will happen? Do we have dreams that feel more like fantasy than reality? And those are my questions for you guys to think about. Because, you know, we chase things, cars, the house, the higher up jobs and that salary, but it won't give you happiness, because happiness found with God. And I just want people to reflect that we listen to him and kind of go, you know what? I need to spend time with God. I need to learn to deal with disappointment. I need to have a better attitude towards life. Because when you have a better attitude towards life, you will conquer this world. Because at the end of the day, would you rather be happy with things from the world or have everlasting life? I'd rather be in heaven with God. I don't know about you, but when I die, I want to be up there in heaven with the angels and God. And that's my purpose in this journey with God. And that's the purpose why I do the podcast. There are not millions, but, you know, 100 people messaging me on Instagram. Hey, can you help me with this and that? And I'm honored and I'm blessed because I want to help people get closer to God. I love God. And that's crucial for me, because people said to me, like, it's evident the love that you have for God. And yeah, it is, because I have to do my homework too. It's not just, you know, getting up here and recording. No, I have to study the word of God. So when I meet someone that's going through a season in their life, I can help them and, you know, kind of tell them, right, go to Proverbs, read the book of Daniel chapter 3, read the story of Job, Noah, you know, David, Ruth, Proverbs full of wisdom. Exodus, where Moses trusted God and he ended up, you know, going through the Red Sea. The story of Abraham and how everything, you know, everyone treated him, and then God was like, you know, you belong at the top and you will be the king, and he was. But I know all of this knowledge because I sacrificed my own time to spend it with God. And I shouldn't have said sacrifice, because it's part of my life. It's my lifestyle. It's my schedule. The day that I don't pray, you know, because I'm busy or something has happened, I feel gutted inside. And I try to make it up the next day. So I'll do double. I'll spend an hour in worship and an hour in prayer, speaking in tongues. So seek God first before anything else. And that's how I'm going to end this podcast. And thank you so much for everyone that has been supportive of me. I've had people going, sis, where are you? Like, and that's why I've been absolutely rampant, because I've started a new adventure, which is tutoring. So please follow me as well. Instagram is fablinguistic. It's on my bio. And yeah, God is so good. And honestly, this week has been one of the best weeks of 2021. And I know there will be more testimonies. People always call me like the testimony queen. And I'm only that because God has chosen me. And because he has chosen me, I always say to God, if I have to go through a season for you to teach me something, then let's do it, God. Because I know that you're holding my hand, and I know you are with me through the good and the bad. So thank you so much, guys. And I just want to pray quickly, and then I just want to read another scripture, which was what God kind of gave to me yesterday when I was praying. So Heavenly Father, thank you for this word. I hope this word encourages someone out there. It will heal them. It will restore any doubts that they have against you. That anger that is in within their heart and soul will disappear. Peace will join them, Lord. Oh, Heavenly Father, I pray that everyone continues growing with you, Lord. Step into the life and perform miracles so that they can provide testimony just as the one I've just provided, Lord. Oh, Lord, I pray for everyone that the health, financial, stability, jobs. There are people that will listen to this that don't have a job, but they will get that job at the right time, Lord Jesus. And I put them all in your, you know, cover them in your anointed oil, in the blood of Jesus. They will be safe and secure, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. And I just want to read Psalms 23, which is one of my favorite. The Lord is my shepherd. I have everything I need. He lets me rest in fields of green grass and leads me to quiet pools of fresh water. He gives me new strength. He guides me in the right paths as he has promised. Even if I go through the deepest darkness, I will not be afraid. Lord, for you are with me. Your shepherd's rod and staff protect me. You prepare a banquet for me where all my enemies can see me. You welcome me as an honored guest and fill my cup to the brim. I know that your goodness and love will be with me all my life, and your house will be my home as long as I live. Praise the Lord. So thank you so much. I'll be back in 2 to 3 weeks time with another new episode. So God bless you. I hope you continue having a smashing week. It's April, so let's get it. Let's continue seeking God, the will of God. And remember, when you seek him, your life will become miracles and your life will become testimony just like mine. So God bless you guys, and thank you so much.